This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The latest developments in Ukraine include a deadly missile strike in the east and a mass grave in the north. We get some details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
A missile strike on a train station in Ukraine's east, crowded with people trying to flee the fighting, killed at least 50. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It is, again, of a piece of the Russian brutality in the prosecution of this war and their carelessness for trying to avoid civilian harm.
In the northern suburb of Bucha, dozens of bodies are being removed from a mass grave near a church. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Benediktova says it's worrisome, contemplating what may yet be found in the country's south and east.
We don't know what will be the next. Mariupol. Our pain too. You see what they are doing in Mariupol. That's why it's not only war crimes, it's crimes against humanity.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And the White House said on Friday that the Biden administration will support investigations of the attack. The Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office says that approximately 67 bodies were buried in a mass grave near a church in Bucha, a northern Kyiv suburb where journalists and returning Ukrainians discovered scores of bodies on streets and elsewhere after Russian troops withdrew. The Prosecutor General, Irina Benediktova, said Friday that 18 bodies have been located so far, 16 with bullet wounds and 2 with bullet and shrapnel wounds. 2 were women and the rest were men, she said. She said this means that they were killed or killing civilians and shot them. Black body bags were laid in rows in the mud. The prosecutor general's office is investigating, and the European Union